Joining me on the phone again, the drummer, and I know I had a go at him last time about percussion as well, but Adam Weston from Birds of Tokyo, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It is great to have you on. Now, I've got to say, before we go any further, Somersault Mildura back in March, so sad that Missy Higgins couldn't come, but the Teskey brothers killed it, so I hear.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favourite live bands, and well, recorded as well. They're super special.
Now, I've got to say that I'd heard nothing but good things about Birds of Tokyo. How did you get warmed up getting back into live gigs? Because apparently you actually blew everyone off the stage that night.
I think everyone was just keen to blow off the cobwebs, and we did hole up in a studio in Hobart for a couple of days before the tour kicked off. We thought we probably might have needed 2 weeks to see how rusty we were, but it all came together really quickly, and I think everyone was just excited to get back out there. I do remember that Mildura show in particular was one of the highlights.
I've got to be honest, it's not just the band on stage, but it's the crowd off the stage as well that makes a big difference to the atmosphere, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. And, we were saying that as well, that it's such a reciprocal thing. And you could tell that a lot of people hadn't been to a show in a long time. And, some of those sing-alongs are the biggest ones in recent memory. So, we're just glad that, apart from, Missy missing out on a couple of things and the Cronulla leg being cancelled, all things considered, we were pretty lucky to get as much done as we could.
This is the world we live in at the moment. Now, I was talking about you guys, or I was asking you about you being in the recording studio last time we talked, and you were a little bit tight-lipped about it all, but since you've released, of course, Smith Street, did that in mid-March, about the lockdowns. That's something close to everyone's heart.
Yeah, well, we've actually got a handful of things pretty much almost completed, and maybe the bones of maybe half an album. But once the recording was complete for Smith Street, it didn't really make sense to sit on it. It felt like a perfect timing to get it out there, being that sort of celebration of getting back to the pub and being able to all catch up with each other again and move around and travel and whatnot. So, and to be able to play it on the tour was something that was really special for us.
Excellent. Now, that's excellent. Look, the big news at the moment is you've worked with one or two acts over the years, but coming up in December here in Australia, you're touring with Keith Urban. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It came as a bit of a surprise to us. Keith is, these shows are going to be massive. Like, there's huge arena shows, a massive show in Denny. We can't wait.
The Denny one is the one that interests me because it's not that much of a drive. I know a lot of people who go to the Denny Youth Muster every year. Really, Keith Urban and Birds of Tokyo, and that's not all. And you're going to actually be at the home of the Denny Ute Muster when you're there December 10. Now, this is something, it's a Saturday night too, in Deniliquin. It's not something as you fly through. You're actually centering it around Deniliquin, like December 10 on a Saturday.
Yeah, I'd hands down, I'm going to call it now that show is probably going to be the one of the run, because we've done the Ute Muster before a few years back, and that was definitely one of the most wild shows we've ever played. And it's just a crazy atmosphere. I'm just so glad that show got announced.
Now, I've got to be honest, Keith Urban, he's been at Denny once or twice as well. Have you worked with Keith before?
No, we haven't, but I do recall many years back, around the time we were doing March Flyers in LA, something came through from his team wanting to do a bit of a co-write or a collab or whatever, and we thought, that could be something, but for whatever reason, scheduling it didn't work out. So, now we've got an opportunity to finally meet the great man.
Well, how many dates have you got with him? Is it 10 or 11 date, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Kicks off at the start of December in Gold Coast, and then there's a couple of Brisbane shows. Yeah, and it all wraps up around December 17, I think. So, yeah, I'd just say there's probably 11 or 12 massive shows in there.
Well, Dunedin is Saturday, December 10. Then you've got, and this is close to us, of course, Adelaide, December 14, Melbourne, December 16, and December 17. You've got a little bit of time to work on, Keith, for some sort of collaboration at least, if you're off touring with him for that time.
Yeah, well, we'll have to think of something, yeah.
Now, the only other thing I did want to ask you this morning, very, very important, a couple of Australian rising talents as well, going to be touring, Grace and Dallas Woods. Now, I don't know if you've done any background with Dallas Woods, but I've got a funny feeling that Dallas Woods used to be on ABC Kids Move It Mob Style.
I'm not too sure, actually. You could be right. That does ring a bell, but they're both kicking a lot of goals at the moment, and we haven't actually shared any stages before, so it's always great to meet new crew, new artists, and we'll be kicking out the jams with them.
I love it. That's fantastic. And Adam, I've got to point out too, when we talk about Dallas Woods, I have been to his Facebook page, and he's sort of pretty excited about joining Uncle Keith on December 10, is the way that he puts it. It sounds like you guys are pretty excited to deal with and work with Keith as well.
December just can't come quick enough.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, look, thank you for your time this morning again. Supporting Keith Urban, and it starts off in Brizzy December 2nd, going through until, and then you're in Melbourne on December 17. But, of course, the close one to us is Denny, Saturday, December 10. Loving it. Adam, thanks for your time.
No, thank you. I look forward to seeing everyone out in Denny.